Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Top story both locally and internationally, a surprising drop in US consumer inflation. CPI there has dropped to 3% year-on-year, its lowest increase in 12 months. It's a number that adds impetus to forecasts that the US Fed will now cut interest rates earlier rather than later. All well and good, but how does this affect us? Well, first, the US dollar has moved out to 109 against the euro. That saw the rand strengthen, trading this morning a tiny fraction beneath 18 to the dollar. A stronger rand means there's a better chance of inflation here moderating, and also of our fuel prices coming down, along with everything else we import. We're also slightly firmer against the euro at 19.56 and sterling 23.23. The yield on US bonds came down in response to the number, and in turn the yield on our government bonds has eased as well. 10-year bond here now down to around 9.75%. When bond yields come down, the cost of borrowing for government falls, so it has more money with which to do other things. South Africa is a heavily indebted nation, so the cost of borrowing is vitally important. Down the line, lower inflation and interest rates in the US ripple through the global economy. As I said a moment ago, we should feel the impact on our inflation figures, and our interest rates should fall. Like the government, we would then have more money to spend on other things. The JSE ended with both the All Share and Top 40 up just under 1%, London's FTSE up 0.4%. In New York, the Dow closed just above flat, the S&P 500 down nearly 1%, the Nasdaq down nearly 2%. Tokyo this morning down 2%, Hong Kong up 1.8%, Sydney up nearly 1%. Gold at 2,409, platinum 1,004, Bitcoin just under 57,000, Brent crude oil just over $85.50 a barrel. With inflation falling in some parts of the world and expected to fall here in due course, one trade union that's smiling this morning, SAMWU, which has just signed an above-inflation deal at 7% for its members working in the water sector. Good for them. The problem is that not just every other union, but every other employee in just about every other sector hears 7%? Yes, please, I'd like 7% as well. Suddenly, inflation is on the way back up. Unrelated, Ford workers, but also backed by NUMSA, should be back on the job today. They've secured a one-off payment of 20,000 rand. Ford's not calling it a bonus, but it is exactly what NUMSA was holding out for.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.